From Daytona to Homestead, the 2008 NASCAR Sprint Cup is only on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio. North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland continues on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
You'll see Oil Drive flying up as they make their way through the accident scene that brought out the caution just moments ago. Three wide in the midway point of the back straightaway, well back in the back. One of the pesky cars involved in that. Leaders in front of Kristen Ehring.
The one car to watch. We just heard Kyle Bowyer. It is Danica Patrick. She was very aggressive on the restart out of four, and she is looking good right now.
We got too much, I'd be a fool to leave it all behind.
This is the Northwest Sprint Car and Open Wheel Report on North Sound Racing. I'm Kelly Hart. It was a big weekend for open wheel racing in the Northwest at Deming Friday night. Post wins for Logan Forler in the 600s, Cody Anderlini in the 1200s, three wins on the season for Chad Sinner in the 600 restricted class, and the Casey Kane Jr. Sprint winner was Kale Woodski with his first win. And it was Brandon Turner in the 250s. At Cottage Grove on Saturday night, Brandy Bounds won her fourth limited sprint main. In the modifieds, it was Jesse Williamson. And in the 360 sprints, the winner was Kyle Miller. Saturday and Sunday, the modifieds were at Willamette. Kenny Keeney was the first night winner. Rob Mayea won on Sunday. The modified winner at Port Angeles Speedway Saturday, Butch Bedazoff. The Inca Sprints were rained out at State Line Stadium and Speedway in Post Falls, Idaho on Saturday night. On Sunday, the Vintage Modifieds raced at South Sound Speedway. The winner, John Mustard. And on Saturday at Skagit Speedway in the John Carroll Classic, Barry Martinez won the Outlaw 410 Sprint Main. It was Rocket Rod Perkins in the 360 Sprints. Kyle Oman won his first ever Sportsman Sprint Main event. And at Elma, the inaugural ASCS Northwest Region Races, Jamie Barnes won the first one on Saturday. It was Seth Bergman in Winner's Circle on Sunday night. On this weekend's race calendar, Deming Speedway hosts all five mini-sprint classes Friday night. Skagit Speedway hosts the Outlaw 410 Sprints, 360 Sprints, and Sportsman Sprints Saturday. New start time, 7 o'clock, still in play. Elma or Grays Harbor Raceway will see action from the ASCS Sprints, Modifieds, and Ford Focus Midgets. At Port Angeles Speedway, the Dwarf Cars are scheduled. At Sunset Speedway in Banks, Oregon, the Pacific Hardtop Racing Association has a race scheduled. The NSRA is in Boise at Meridian Speedway for the annual two-day Diamond Cup Friday and Saturday. At State Line Speedway and Stadium in Post Falls, Idaho, the early stocks run Saturday night. Early stocks are those 30s and 40s style B-Coupe modifieds, just like the Old Time Racers Association from Vancouver Island, or the Vintage modifieds that run at South Sound. Speaking of South Sound, Northwest Legends are there Saturday night along with the WMRA Midgets. The Art Pollard Memorial Race at Southern Oregon Speedway will feature sprints and modified Saturday. Cottage Grove hosts limited sprints on Saturday. At Lebanon, the modifieds run on Saturday. And the Northwest modifieds and WVSO B-Mods team up for the second of four Northwest Modified Challenge Series races at Wenatchee Valley Super Oval on Saturday night. There you have it, this week's Northwest Sprint Car and Open Wheel Report. I'm Kelly Hart for North Sound Racing on your radio home for motorsports in the Northwest, North Sound 1380 KRKO.
Thank you, as always, Kelly.
Good.
Kind of had to
rush
Kelly a little bit on that report. I hope he's listening, Kelly. Thanks, man. Really appreciate it, but Kelly had kind of a brain fade and forgot to send me the report, but...
Oh, so that was live.
Through my urging? Yeah, virtually it was. No, he had it recorded. He just had a brain fade and forgot to send it. But as always, thank you so much to Kelly Hart. You know, Galen, I was thinking, listening to that report about the, I wrote down a couple notes. One was the Pacific Hardtop Racing Association. We need to find out about that, find out what those guys are all about. But he's talking about the old early modifieds. And when we were back in Eastern Washington, I found us a couple bodies out in the field that would look really cool on that.
I've been collecting pictures for a long time, and I always look through Denny Strimple's collections, and he had a picture of an old hardtop sitting on the back of an old junk pickup truck on the way out to Kalispell. I had to have that picture. It was one of the coolest.
Denny Strimple would like to have Denny Hamlin's bank account. Works every time.
Just thank God he doesn't have Denny Hamlin's attitude.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
He's got nasty.
What is up with that? Something about Gibbs.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know? Mm. He gives off this wholesome family image, and he just hires, you know, these guys that just have attitudes. But, hey. That's all right.
Whatever.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, I'm going to take this opportunity because as Steve says, we can. And I said something I said something a little bit earlier, and I said that we go to Skagit to watch the boy. And you know what? I'm his mom,
sure,
and that is Colton Heath, and he's doing an awesome job. And I'm just going to say his name,
well,
Colton
Heath. If they don't know it by now, Carla, they should definitely
know. You
know,
I don't want to seem too gushy. I mean, I always worry, well, always
you're proud
worry
of
about
him.
That. I'm very proud of him.
Yes, you should be.
He does an awesome
job.
He's
a winner.
And I got to tell you, we got his best friend on the line.
Oh, cool.
And
yeah,
this is even very cool.
It was really neat to hear the results from the ASCS Race Sunday's main event winner. And I am actually on SethBergman.com. Nice picture of him hoisting up this trophy that's probably about as tall as he is.
It's
but
right rear tire tall. One,
it is the winner of that race. Seth Bergman joins us. How are you, Seth?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good. So as Carla would say, you put on your big boy pants and you won a race last Sunday night, huh?
Yeah, put on the big boy pants and went out there and mixed it up with them guys. But I just got to give thanks to the guys working on my race car, Jeff and my dad. They gave me a car to win that night, and we took advantage of it.
Did it make it easy? Did they make it easy for you? Or?
I wouldn't say it was easy, but when the car is working like that, it makes it a lot easier for me.
Yeah. How do you like that track?
I like Elma. I've always liked Elma. So.
Yeah.
Well, Seth actually was the 2007 NSCS Rookie of the Year last year.
2006, Carla.
Oh, 2006? Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry.
Sorry about that, Seth.
Robbie Vaughn last year.
Okay. Congratulations, Robbie, out there.
So did you know the minute you got in that thing on Sunday, Seth, that it was going to take you to the victory?
Well, I knew I had a good car, but I also knew there was a lot of fast guys starting behind me. And Chris took off to an early lead, and I kind of sailed in right behind him. And our car was a little tight there to begin with at the beginning of that race. Fuel load burned off a little bit, and I was able to catch Chris and go around him. Once I got into open track, I just focused on hitting my marks and was able to get it done.
Hey, Seth, with all the things going on here locally with the ASCS and the Skagit and Dirt Cup and all that, are you going to get any chances to go out of town, maybe to Knoxville or anything, for the Race of Champions? Or?
Well, we'd like to, but we went last year to Knoxville and had a great time and ran good. But the price of fuel and everything right now, I just don't know if we're going to be able to make it back to Knoxville again this year. But we've been to California already a couple times this year, and Oregon once, and we've been racing around home quite a bit, so I think we're still planning on doing some traveling to California.
Yeah, you've been running really good here. You won at Cottage Grove last year, right?
I got my first win with the 360s 2 years ago at Cottage Grove with the NST.
That's pretty impressive. I know Carla here has some more questions. She was just on the phone with somebody.
Well, actually, no. I wanted to apologize, I guess, to Tony out there who was listening. Couldn't understand why SportsCenter wasn't playing. Because it's a racing show every Thursday night?
Tony, SportsCenter doesn't come on until 9 o'clock. We'll have it on. We'll get you caught up.
Okay, Seth.
Go ahead, Carla.
Heck, let's see. Oh, I know what I would like to talk about. I'm all fluttered because of Tony. But Seth, talk about the Ashley Bergman Foundation.
It's a foundation. You got a website, ashleybergmemorialfoundation.com, and you can go there and check it out. But it's just a remembrance of my sister and what she was about.
You did some great things with some of that foundation stuff, right, as far as the down in Mexico and scholarships?
Down in Mexico and build a home for a homeless family down there in Mexico.
Oh, very cool.
It's a pretty cool experience. I was able to go experience that a few years ago, and it's an eye-opener to, you know, it really taught me how fortunate I am to be here at home and able to drive race cars, and there's people over there that are just having a hard time getting a bite to eat. So it's a real eye-opener. It makes you real fortunate for what you got.
Where are we going to find you this weekend, Seth?
We'll be at Skagit.
And then what's your plans for the rest of the year? Is it just ASCS or just whenever?
Well, for sure we're going to run the ASCS tour around here in Oregon. And when we're not doing that, we'll just be here in Elma and really just play by ear.
Seth, like I said when we opened this up, I am on the official website of Seth Bergman Racing. Talk about, you know, you had mentioned your guys that are you know, help you out, but talk about the sponsors that obviously help you out too.
Oh, the sponsors are it's my mom and dad, Corridor Electric, and they're my only sponsor right now. And I got Mike Anderson helped me out a little bit. He got me a race car earlier this year, and he's doing everything he can to help me. And so it's just my mom and dad right now, and so So if you're listening and you want to help out, feel free.
If you want to spend your money, we'll do it.
Yeah. You convinced me, Seth. You got quite a – you should sell mobile homes or something because you can really close well.
I got to give a big thanks to my mom and dad, too, because, you know, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be able to do what I love doing. And I just want to let them know that I'm very fortunate.
What do you do when you're not driving a sprint car?
Well, I work.
Are you an electrician?
Time when he's got work for me, and I'm not doing that. I'm pretty just hanging out and working on the race car. You know, I like to spend my time working on the race car.
Yeah, it's an addiction, huh?
Yeah, I have a love for the sport, and it's hard to not think about it.
Yeah. Well, good job, man. Last Sunday, that was as I mentioned to a couple guys, especially Pete, when we had him on. It was good to hear that you won that thing. It's got to be good to bolster your spirits and kind of keep you going, huh?
Yeah. It was a good race to win. We went down there a week before and tested out a little bit and figured some things out, and we were pretty confident going in the weekend that we were going to have a good run, and to win, it was a big momentum deal for us, and now feel like we got some momentum in our corner, and gives me a lot of confidence going into this weekend.
Cool. Well, we're very happy that you pulled it off, man.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Seth. Have a good night, and luck behind the wheel, huh?
Okay. Thank you.
Very cool. Thanks a lot, Seth Bergman. And let's get caught up with our friend Tracy Brandenburg from Pacific Raceways as she's got just about a week to go before her big event fires off. Sounds like she's breaking some dishes or something.
No, she's out of breath. Ask her what she's been doing.
What have you been doing? You've been peeling rat crap off of a race car? What have you been doing?
No, actually, I play indoor soccer.
Oh, good.
And she's got two games tonight.
Oh, no.
So the phone rang and they subbed me off the field, so here I am.
Oh, did you have to get penalized to be able to call us?
No.
Hope it was like a leg whip or something like that. That'd be cool. So, big show coming up a week from tomorrow is when it all starts. What's going on down there at Pacific Raceways?
It's a big show, and actually I'm really excited about it. The driver's calling me, and the turnout we're going to have, I'm pretty stoked for the first year having this event like this and bringing in. We have the Drifter Series coming in, so there's going to be 25 drifter cars. And we got the Northwest Legends coming in. They got 20 cars right now, they said, and I got 28 late models on my count.
Wow. It's going to be quite a show. And you're going testing on Friday, as I understand, and the big show on Saturday, correct?
Correct. There's going to be a practice all day Friday. Gates open at 11 o'clock, and practice starts at 1 to 7. And Saturday, gates open at 8, practice starts at 9, and the main events start at 2 o'clock.
Cool.
Wow.
And you're probably going to sleep very well on Saturday when that's over, huh?
Oh, you mean Saturday night? Yes.
Yeah.
Or maybe Sunday morning.
Yes. So, no, we're really excited, and I just actually met with the owner of Blue Water Wireless today, and he's really excited. He wants to drive the pace car the whole time, and I don't know if he can hold the speed slow enough for what we need.
You want to do it, right?
Oh, no.
No.
No, I'm fine out of the car. That's okay.
So talk about some of the names you got coming in, especially for the late model show.
Well, I brought my other half out of retirement for once, so Joe Benedetti, of course. And actually we got Ron Eaton coming, Pete Harding, Travis Bennett. Kelly Tanner, the names go on and on. It's pretty exciting. So, yes, we're very excited.
Not Dave Brandenburg? He's not going to blow the dust off the old Cutlass and hit her out there?
I went out to practice at Evergreen a couple weeks ago and helped him out. So, no, he's doing the figure eight thing. So.
Oh, best to keep him right where he's at, huh?
Yeah, he needs to stay right there. He does a good job just there.
Is he driving a Mustang?
Actually, he has a Camaro right now that he's racing out there. So.
Oh, he went over to the dark side, huh?
I think he did. No more Mustang for him.
Yeah, it's very nice, Tracy, what you're doing for James O'Neill as well.
Yes.
Oh, no. Buddha called me about that today, so, and he's like, what can you do? And I go, you know what, we have so many big companies that are going to be at this event that would probably, you know, do a lot for the cause. I got NOS Energy Drink out there. And like I said, Brett Chevrolet, Performance Corner, and like I told him, like, let's set something up next to the tower where all the fans come and the racers come and the companies come and see what we can pull together for this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had Buddha on right to start the show, and he was very, very complimentary in his comments about what you and Pacific Raceways are doing for James. So keep it up, man. Good job.
No, definitely. Anytime.
All right. You can get the information for Tracy's big show coming up on pacificraceways.com. And I'm sure you can get on there. Any questions if you want to help out? I'm sure you're looking for volunteers to help with this as well.
Actually, we're pretty much set, but we just really, it's a family event. We want everyone to come out and be laid back, have a good time, and enjoy it.
It's a beautiful facility, and you guys have done a great job with that. More improvements coming in, a huge season coming up for Pacific Raceway. So good luck. Get back. Don't get any goals. I mean, get a goal,
yeah,
but no penalties, okay?
Yeah. I already got a goal, just don't get hurt.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck, Tracy.
We don't need you in traction next week, right?
That's right.
All right, thanks.
Thank you guys so much. You have a great night.
Yep, you too, Tracy. Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Wow.
What a cutie.
Boy, did we catch her in time, huh?
Looking at her website, it's got some unique pictures. It's got Pete Harding flying through the gravel and something I've never seen for an ASA Northwest Tour race, a countdown. There's 7 days, 13 hours, 6 minutes.
Wow. Cool. Also coming up on the 7th, a week from Saturday, is KRKO Night out at Evergreen Speedway. And we're going to try and give away some tickets again. So
cool. If
you want to go out to Evergreen Speedway and join us out there for KRKO Night on the 7th, give us a call, 425-304-1380, and we will be happy to hook you up. You can either, Carl will take your name, and you can either come into the radio station here and pick them up during business hours, Monday through Friday, or give us your address, and we'll mail them out to you.
That's
as
right.
Well. So
call us now.
Lots more show coming up. We have got, who do we have coming up?
Gary Lewis and Doug Pace.
Oh, always good.
How
to
about
see.
That?
Yeah, those are a couple of heavyweight names. So stick with us. More North Sound Racing coming up after this break, after Sports Center, and then we'll be back here after this. Stick with us.
More North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland after these messages.